Hey Barry, core updates, are those new?
No.
What about footer links? Are those new?
No, those have been around for a while.
What about PageRank? Is that new?
PageRank? Didn't they retire that?
So not new.
I don't think it's new.
What about this show?
This show is new. It's a new show.
It's new?
It's new.
Oh, winning. Winning. It's new.
For those watching, I guess we're doing this little thing where we're doing a quick recap of what the news is for the day, and we're just going to pick a few topics. So one of the first topics I think we're going to talk about is this Bing is testing removing the cache link, something that Google did a couple months ago, and the whole entire world, both SEO world and non-SEO world, just went crazy.
But no one with Bing.
No one cares. Bing, remove them. Yeah, we don't care. Remove the cache link. We don't care about you, Bing.
Forget it's new. It's fine.
It's fine. Exactly. You have any thoughts about that? This whole cache link controversy?
I think I've always been a big fan of the cache link because sometimes Google will be a little bit slow to remove things from the index. So you'd click on it and you wouldn't see the thing you wanted. And then you can click on the cache link and you could see, oh, that is what it was. And now it's not. So, you know, I think it's part of everybody clearing out their servers so they can do other stuff. But yeah, you know, like pour some out for the old cache link. I miss it. Like, I wish it was still there.
I think we'll be fine. This was, you know, the Wayback Machine. It'll be okay.
I agree. I use it a lot, obviously, to see what's new. And I often found that it was Google's update even faster to check what's new. I always had to end up going back to the Wayback Machine because the cache result was just so fast and updating. So I just said, you know what? This doesn't look worthless. I just went to like the Wayback Machine to check what's new.
I did once catch someone trying to steal like a brand name from someone I was working with the cache. I used their Twitter account and went back. I'm like, oh, they didn't have that before. They stole that just today.
Right. Yeah. A lot of legal expert witnesses use it because it's like it has Google in it and they trust it more than the Wayback Machine. But I guess not anymore, and maybe not from Bing anymore. So
would you feel bad for the lawyers, is what you're saying?
Yeah, of course. Lawyers, they have a rough job. On that news, there's other things about footer links, which we said were not new. And John like loves talking about footer links. I mean, he said, I think on Reddit, somebody asked, should I disallow some pages that are in the footer link? And John said, if you do this, future you will be annoyed by the problems current you is creating. I love those quotes, don't you?
Those are life lessons from John. Every now and then he just throws in some life lessons.
And then you have everything. And then you have like half of the SEOs in the world be like, I never listened to John. He says footer links. We shouldn't disallow them. I'm going to disallow every single footer link and my ranking is going to skyrocket.
So good. I envy that people have time to see, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to no follow my footer links.
I just feel like, why did you put them in the footer if you don't want people to see them? Like your footers on every
people
page.
Can see them. Search engines shouldn't count them. That's.
But like, I feel like if you don't want search engines to see them, why'd you put them on every single page of your website and things like, because, you know, in terms of no follow and things like that, like, you know, Google will follow. Google takes the no follow as an instruction, but doesn't necessarily always no follow everything that you no follow. So don't put them there if you don't think they're important.
The answer to your question, it's the lawyer's fault. Yeah. So. It's just interesting. It's just like, he said this numerous times over the years and it doesn't make a difference. Even Matt Cutts said, don't do it in like 2010. And everybody loved Matt Cutts though, you know.
By the way, like covering you on our podcast because you covered things that have been said a gazillion times before, but people who are new to the industry haven't heard it before. So it's good to hear them to hear it.
Legit. Yeah, everybody's like, I should make a chatbot just to like say if it's new, but I'm like, it's called a site command, you know? so that's like the big news for this. We're still waiting on that core update to be released. I'm surprised it hasn't been released or finished, sorry, not released.
I saw movement on Thursday, Friday, a bunch of like a lot of movement, even though the trackers didn't pick it up.
So yeah, it started on March the 5th. And we are recording this on April the 8th. And, you know, they're calling it the March core update, but it's going to be June by the time it's done. So I don't know if they need to just change it to the like spring core update because yeah, it's rolling on. It's dragging on quite a lot.
Right. I don't think we ever had a 2 month long update. That's outside of like the page experience when they announced it like a year ahead of time, whatever. But outside of, we had one that was in a previous month that went to the next month, but not. Right.
Yeah. But this is long.
It's a long haul, especially for one that's been so disruptive, because the general guidance is don't do a bunch of changes in the middle of a core update, but a month is a long time not to do anything on a website.
Yeah, and make sure not to stare at it, because you don't want to like look at that. Eclipses today, so we're all very excited.
Oh, right, an eclipse today for y'all. Are you going to look Google up at the sky? Are you not supposed to look up at the sky?
I think I had meetings during the eclipse. I had a bunch of employees that are called out sick today, so.
For the eclipse?
They're sick.
Wow.
Maybe they're allergic to it. Maybe there's some kind of like allergy for.
No better than sitting at the computer in a dark room typing away and coding. So I don't know.
Did Google have a fun doodle for the eclipse?
Oh, good transition. I heard you're the expert. You're like the professional transitioner.
Hat on the back.
Yeah, that was a good one. Anyway, yeah, you can Google it, and they have a pretty cool eclipse where they have these little Google doodle sitting on lawn chairs. With their glasses on.
And not getting eye damage.
And there's a little Google Easter egg. If you do that, you'll see like the whole entire search results turn into a big solar eclipse.
Nice.
On that note, yeah. So anyway, I mean, this is the first time doing this, so this will get better, I assume, or maybe worse. But definitely leave our feedback in the comments below and let us know what you think. But I appreciate you, Morty and Crystal, doing this. Crystal and Morty, Morty and Crystal. You guys make it a great team.
Aren't we supposed to say subscribe and hit the bell for notifications? I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. Ding.
Smash it.
Yeah, and this will have the latest news. We're going to cover like two or three items from the news that we cover for the day. But I appreciate everybody subscribing and hitting that bell. Thank you, Morty and Crystal, Crystal and Morty, and everybody watching. And I appreciate it all.
Bye.
Awkward smile.
Thank you.
Sorry, I stopped her.